North Korean government issued a statement on Saturday saying the country has entered a state of war with South Korea. The statement, announced by the country's national media, came after two American B-2 bombers flew a training mission in South Korea.
From this moment, North-South relations will be put in a state of war, and all issues arising between the North and South will be dealt with according to wartime regulations.
The statement warned that any military provocation near the border of the two sides would result in a full-scale conflict and a nuclear war. North Korea also has decided to shut down a joint industrial park with South Korea in the border city Kaesong. South Korea has protested the escalating tensions with its northern neighbor. Defense Ministry spokesperson Kim Myung-sok said his country was ready to counteract any threats from the north.
A series of North Korean threats, such as announcing all-out war, scrapping the ceasefire agreement between the South and the North, cutting the military hotline, entering combat-ready posture number one, and entering a state of war, are unacceptable, harming the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula. We are keeping full military readiness posture to secure our people's lives and safety, the life and security, without any faults.
Meanwhile, many South Koreans pulled onto the streets in capital Seoul to show that they were not afraid of Pyongyang's military threats. Han Kyo-soo was one of the demonstrators.
As the U.S. forces support the South with their weapon detecting capability or B-2 stealth bomber, I do not think the war will break out. If it breaks out, it means that the North Korean regime will fall.
But residents on the South Korean border island of Yeonpyeong were uneasy as they remembered the 2010 shelling.
If the North provokes again like it did in 2010, I think there will be a full-out war. I don't think the North will be that reckless, but they are just so unpredictable.
In 2010, North Korea fired multiple shells at the island, killing four people, including two civilians. Two B-2 Spirit bombers were sent to the Korean Peninsula earlier this week for a firing drill, but U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel denied the move would aggravate the situation in the region. The two Koreas have been in a technical state of war since their 1950 to 1953 conflict ended in an armistice and not a peace treaty, although Pyongyang in March declared the truce no longer valid. For CRI, I'm Wei Tong.